KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 43 degrees in Atlantic. We look for light rain today, a high around 52. We picked up 19 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours here in Atlantic. Messina had 13 one-hundredths of an inch. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday night rejected a bid of $20,445 from the Atlantic Elks Lodge for the purchase of the Atlantic Senior Center. The Elks had hoped to purchase the building because the owner of the current location sold her building. In their original proposal, Elks officials said they wanted a place to hold their bingo and other events. They offered to buy the senior center as is, make the necessary repairs to the roof, and share the facility with the senior citizens during the day. Even though the Elks bid was the only one received by Monday's deadline, the council voted 6-1 in favor of rejecting that bid because most of the council persons thought it was too low. A realtor has said the fair market value of the building as is would be $59,000 to $63,000, but the appraised value was $46,000. Councilman Gerald Brink made the motion to reject the bid.
As everybody remembers, when we voted on this to sell or not, I was opposed to it, and I'm still opposed to it. It has nothing to do with the senior citizens. It has nothing to do with the Elks. I don't think the building should be sold.
Councilman Dana Halder also voted against the bid because he didn't think it was a fair price.
It's unfortunate, but I think in my position, I was elected to do the best thing for the people of Atlantic. Yeah, it would be a good thing for that group, but I don't know that it's everybody else's best interest to take that price.
Councilman Dick Cassidy voted in favor of accepting the bid.
I realize that bid from the Elks was low, but if you take that $21,000, put $36,000 for the roof, that's $57,000, and it's right at the money that they have from the sale of the building and so forth. So they were right at the limit of what they could spend. The Grand Lodge won't let them borrow money to buy a building.
Cassidy said the council's decision to reject the bid and not sell the building to the Elks means it's basically the end of the Elks in Iowa, but Elks spokesperson Mark McNeese said, I wouldn't go that far, Dick. Cassidy spoke of what would happen if the Elks were to be disbanded in Atlantic.
Some of the things that you're going to miss out on are scholarships. Last year, I think they gave away $14,000 worth of scholarships to the community. We had a drug trailer and a fire trailer at Atlantic Fest and Elks Fairgrounds for the last several years. We put a lot of kids through that drug training program and the fire trailer so they know how to get out. And we've also had people, high-powered people, come in that Kent Gady got speakers to come in and give a program for the junior high on drugs and so forth. So they do a lot for the community, and I was really disappointed in the vote.
And with that decision, the city will retain ownership of the building. In other business, Councilman Halder reminded citizens that there is an ordinance prohibiting large boats and campers in your yard. He said he's already seen a camper that's been hooked up for almost a week and extends across the sidewalk to the street. And Mayor Dave Jones warned of the dangers of riding bicycles and motorcycles on city streets with all the sand remaining from this past winter's battle against the snow. Street sweepers are trying to clear the sand, but the mayor said the best thing is a good rain, and for those who ride two wheels, be cautious on city streets. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office Wednesday said three people had suffered minor injuries during a collision Sunday afternoon at the intersection of highways N-28 and 92. Authorities say a 2007 Buick Rendezvous driven by 15-year-old Joanne Elizabeth Brahms of Cumberland was westbound on Highway 92 when a southbound 2018 Chevy Silverado, owned and driven by 70-year-old Stephen Swanson of Essex, pulled away from a stop sign and entered the intersection, striking the Buick on the driver's side. The Buick then entered the south ditch. The injured persons were transported to CCMH by Cumberland Rescue and Medevac. Swanson was cited for failure to yield at a stop sign. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $15,000. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said also on March 26th, deputies arrested 40-year-old Justin Allstad of Atlantic on three Atlantic Police Department warrants for violation of a no-contact order and two district court warrants for failure to appear. Allstad was being held in the Cass County Jail on $11,100 bond. On March 29th, 20-year-old Jacob Way of Audubon was arrested by Cass County deputies on two district court warrants for probation violation. He remains held on $40,000 bond. That same day, 38-year-old David Thomas of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant for harassment in the second degree. He was released the following day on his own recognizance. On March 30th, Cass County deputies arrested 28-year-old Sherry Lowe of Creston on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Lowe was taken to the Cass County Jail and held pending transport to the Iowa Correctional Facility for Women. And on April 1st, 39-year-old Misty Seibert of Atlantic was arrested on a district court warrant for violation of probation. Seibert was brought to the Cass County Jail and remains held on a $5,000 bond. News time is 7:12.
I have been told over and over that what happened in Atlantic saved my life.
That's Anita resident Cheryl Wessels talking about her experience at Cass County Health System. Cheryl remembers telling her nurse that she felt like she didn't really belong in the emergency department. Moments later, Cheryl's heart stopped. Our staff sprang into action. They soon had her stabilized and on a helicopter, flying to the closest cath lab where a cardiologist was waiting.
I couldn't have been better served than I was here in my local community. The feedback at Bergen Mercy, everyone along the way, the care, the procedures, whatever was handled here locally was absolutely perfect.
Because of the care she received from her neighbors at Cass County Health System, Cheryl survived a widowmaker heart attack. We invite you to read her amazing story at casshealth.org.
Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Kenneth Bartlett, age 90, of Creston and formerly of Orient, died March 1st. Celebration of life and Masonic services for Kenneth Bartlett will be today at 11 a.m. at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. W. Ardell Thompson, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Graveside services for Ardell Thompson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Beth Pierce, age 92, of Dallas Center and formerly of the Panora and Guthrie Center areas, died March 25th. Memorial services for Beth Pierce will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Lorraine Ditto, age 96, of Manning and formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday at Manning Plaza in Manning. Funeral services for Lorraine Ditto will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Patricia Lou Root Annan, age 83, of Des Moines and formerly of Adair County, died February 23rd in Urbandale. A graveside service for Patricia Annan will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Garner Cemetery in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Orville Dean Merritt, age 89, of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Dean Merritt will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Regan Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Una May Snap, age 101, of Oakland and formerly of the Carson and Macedonia areas, died Saturday. Funeral services for Una May Snap will be the Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Macedonia Methodist Church. Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. And Larry Buckner, age 75, of Adair, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Larry Buckner are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.